The conservative law firm Liberty Counsel is one group behind the protest. The attorneys argue Curry could still veto the bill that extended anti-discrimination protections to LGBT residents. Amber Kelly is a spokeswoman for Orlando-based Christian lobbying group Florida Family Policy Council. She explains their position like this.
Roger Ganim, who works for Liberty Counsel, he analyzed it, and it is not law until after the next city council meeting, which is February 28th.
Ganim says that gives activists another week to change Curry's mind. He cites a city charter provision dealing with the mayor's veto power. The charter makes clear the mayor has three choices: veto the bill, sign the bill, or do what Curry did, return it to council unsigned. The mayor said last week that made it effective immediately on February 14th.
The city council is the legislative body. And last night they took up an issue like they would any issue, and they got a supermajority vote. They demonstrated their will through a supermajority, Republicans and Democrats, council people from all over this city. So it's law without my signature, and we're moving on.
In an emailed statement, Jacksonville General Counsel Jason Gabriel backed Curry up. He said the law went into effect the night it was returned, unsigned. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.